Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. We're rolling through a Friday night on the Capital City Recap here on 1320 WILS. Well, he was back in Michigan, and this time it almost felt like a snub. A second visit to the University of Michigan, no trips to East Lansing so far, but President Obama came to talk about the high cost of college tuition. How was he received, and what exactly is he calling on lawmakers to do? Ann Arbor.com reporter Ryan Stanton, who covers government and politics for the site, was there, and he joins me to tell me what the scene was like. Welcome to the program, Ryan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me, Michael. It was kind of an exciting day for us in Ann Arbor. We've had President Obama in town now on the campus at the University of Michigan twice during his presidency. I believe that's a record for us here in Ann Arbor. He addressed a crowd of about 4,000, mostly students at the University of Michigan today, and it was a day of excitement, a lot of cheering, and it was a very receptive crowd. They were rooting him on and responding to his message and holding up cell phone cameras and taking pictures the whole time, and it was kind of festive.
You know, here in Lansing, we can't help but wonder why he's not coming out here. So, you know, another trip to Ann Arbor. Any idea why the president seems to like Ann Arbor so much?
Ann Arbor is obviously known as a very, very liberal town, very democratic. I think he appeals to his core constituency here. And, you know, even though, you know, I pointed out in my story today, we saw Michigan go red in 2010 in terms of pretty much every office there is at the statewide level and both chambers in Lansing. You know, Obama still was speaking today on core democratic values and appealing to the middle class and speaking that message. And I think that resonates here in Ann Arbor.
Is this the first time you saw him speak?
No, I caught him when he delivered the commencement at University of Michigan in May 2010 as well. And so this was the second time I've seen a president speak.
Now, I can only imagine when you come to a college campus and talk about reducing the cost of college tuition, well, you're bound to get a more than positive reception. What was his speech involved in just, I guess he spoke about reducing the cost of college tuition, but what were his ideas on actually doing that? How are we supposed to go about being able to afford that?
Well, it was basically, if you saw his State of the Union address on Tuesday night, this was a speech very similar. He repeated a lot of the same things he said in the State of the Union. You know, he hammered on all of the broad-level issues that are going to shape his campaign message, manufacturing, clean energy, you know, natural gas and oil production here on the domestic front. And education is one of those pillars that he kind of expanded on today and said, we've got to do something about the high increasing cost of college tuition. And basically he called out Michigan and 40 states across the nation that have raised that have cut their higher education budgets in the last year. And he says that, you know, state budget cuts to higher education is the largest factor in tuition increases that we've seen at public colleges over the past decade. And his challenge to the states really is to kind of take responsibility for that. And, you know, he's calling it, you know, the race to the top for college affordability. And he's saying if states will find a way to bring costs down and not leave students burdened with debt, then the federal government's going to step up and help, you know, help them do that. And with that, he promised federal funding for states that can, you know, deliver on it, on what he's asking there.
Well, that's a nice gesture to have some federal money to help in that effort. I'm talking to Ryan Stanton. He's a reporter with AnnArbor.com. You can check out his article on the site regarding the president's visit today. So Governor Rick Snyder was not in attendance. Ann Arbor is, of course, his hometown. He graduated from the University of Michigan. Was he sending some kind of a message?
I don't know. That's a good question for the governor. We know where he was today, which was at the Michigan Press Association's annual meeting in Grand Rapids. There was a luncheon there. So that, as far as a scheduling conflict, that's as far as we can tell all there was. The president did invite him to meet, and Snyder declined, saying it didn't work with his schedule. But, yeah, this marks now, I think, five times that the president's been in in Michigan, and the governor has met up on one of those occasions with him.
Well, schedules can be very difficult to maneuver sometimes, certainly. The Democratic lawmakers that were there, did they basically concur with everything the president was saying?
Yeah, I mean, this was a message crafted by a Democrat for Democrats. It was received very well, and, you know, going back to your last question, you know, maybe Governor Snyder might not have been, you know, comfortable in this setting, given the conversations being had about cuts to higher education. That's something that the, you know, the Republicans did push through in the last budget process against the wishes of the Democrats, who are actually, you know, kind of interesting timing that the Democrats now are fighting for this Michigan 2020 plan that would make college much more affordable for Michigan high school graduates.
I know what both senators were there.
Yep, we had both of our U.S. senators there. They were in the House. A lot of local dignitaries. I could spot a few state lawmakers, including State Senator Rebecca Warren and State Representative Jeff Irwin, who are our representatives for Ann Arbor. And that's a lot of people like that.
Are Democratic state lawmakers now talking a little bit about their concern of Mitt Romney becoming the Republican nominee and actually winning Michigan this year?
That's going to be interesting. Obviously, you know, Mitt Romney being the son of former Michigan Governor George Romney, being a Michigan native, you know, him being able to say his father was an auto industry executive. It's a lot of that stuff has the potential to resonate in Michigan, but I think it's going to come down to a lot of talk around what actually happened with the auto industry bailout, and Obama is really, really hammering hard on that, and he wasted no time getting into that today to say, you know, look, the auto industry is making a great comeback right now. We placed our bets on Detroit, and it's back. And, you know, if you harken back to 2008, in November 2008, when Mitt Romney wrote a column for the New York Times saying, you know, let Detroit go bankrupt, he opposed the bailout for Detroit and said it wouldn't be a good thing. And obviously Obama's now saying it's a good thing. So that'll be interesting to see how both candidates kind of talk around that issue.
You expect Obama maybe to make another trip to the state during the campaign season?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Ann Arbor again?
It could be. I think for everyone's sake, hopefully he spreads the love. But we would welcome him back in Ann Arbor. It's good for our site traffic.
You know,
at the very least.
He's going to lose the Spartan vote if he does that one more time. But we shall see. Ryan Stanton, reporter for AnnArbor.com. Check out his article on the website AnnArbor.com. Ryan, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.